we expect that the president, whilst presenting the state as it is and as all of us are experiencing it, will go further to create a sense of hope to all Ghanaians. Because looking at what transpired over this 1 year, there are lots of Ghanaians whose expectations have been cut short. And so for us to move on as a nation, we will need to revise and revive those individuals by creating an impression or letting them know that there's hope ahead as we journey on to the next year as far as this government is concerned. When it comes to the education sector, we have started experiencing the free SHS. Whether it is truly free or it is not truly free, at the end of the day, there are evidence to show that there are individuals who have benefited, and but for this policy, they may not have had the chance to go into a secondary school. And so it came with its own challenges, and we expect that these challenges, which all of us have seen and we've talked about over this 1 year, as we move into the next year and as we prepare to go into a new academic year, this government will not repeat those mistakes. And those unforeseen mistakes that we experienced, we will be able to ensure that we put structures in place for it not to reoccur. There is this issue of free SHS, and yet we seem to be experiencing a quasi non-free SHS. There are so many places where the supplementary bill alone is even more than the original school fees that they were paying. But as I indicated, this is the beginning of a policy. And as a political party, we believe that in the implementation of any new policy, there are challenges that are bound to occur.
You heard the communications director of the PNC, Emmanuel Wilson.